The following is a clip from the Monty Python movie, The Holy Grail. In the scene, imagine yourself as the king of the castle, and the two guards are from a denominational religious background, and you want to describe the gospel of the grace of God to them, and how to rightly divide the word of truth. But you're not sure if they will be able to see the simple clarity and the significance of the unique ministry of the Apostle Paul. So you decide to give them some simple instruction first. Something as easy as standing guard in a doorway.
Guards! Make sure the prince doesn't leave this room until I come and get him.
Not to leave the room, even if you come and get him.
No. Until I come and get him.
Until you come and get him, we're not to enter the room.
No. You stay in the room and make sure he doesn't leave.
And you'll come and get him.
Right.
We don't need to do anything apart from just stop him entering the room.
No. Leaving the room.
Leaving the room, yes.
All right?
Yeah. Right.
Look, it's quite simple. You just stay here and make sure he doesn't leave the room. All right?
Yes. Oh, I remember. Can he leave the room with us?
No. You just keep him in here and make sure...
Oh, yes, we'll keep him in here, obviously. But if he had to leave and we weren't with him...
Just keep him in here...
Until you or anyone else...
No, not anyone else, just me.
Just you.
Get back.
Get back.
Right?
Right, we'll stay here until you get back.
And make sure he doesn't leave.
What?
Make sure he doesn't leave.
The prince?
Yes, make sure he doesn't leave.
Oh, yes, of course. I thought you meant him. You know, it seemed a bit daft me having to guard him when he's a guard.
Is that clear?
Oh, quite clear. No problems.
Right. Where are you going?
We're coming with you.
No, I want you to stay here and make sure he doesn't leave.
Oh, I see. Right.
Okay. Maybe they won't be the easiest people to explain the gospel of the grace of God to. And maybe we should hold off for a while trying to explain right division. But don't be shocked if the majority of people you come in contact with will act in the same manner as those two guards when you try to share the word of truth rightly divided. But always remember what the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men. Apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And remember also that we are not salesmen for God. We are members of his body and ambassadors. Plant the seed of truth when you can, where you can. Water what you can, where you can, but never forget. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building.